For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome everyone to the Monday Waffle for 2016. Lovely to have your company. My name's Joel Tsiratsis, I'll be your host today, and I'm looking forward to a very big year. Being a new year, that means new voices and a new crew, so let's meet the team.
Hey guys, this is Kelly Haywood. My favourite team would be West Perth, and my favourite sports player would be my boy Sammy Mitchell.
Hi, my name's Josh Garlop. My favourite team would have to be the Claremont Tigers, and my favourite sports star would have to be Steph Curry.
My name's Laura Birch. I go for Swan District, and my favourite sports person is Lewis Hamilton.
Hi guys, my name is Sophie Clappen, and my favourite team is the Subiaco Lions, and my all-time favourite sports star is Lukey Hodge.
Hi there guys, my name is Verity Hughes. I support the East Fremantle Sharks in the Waffle, and my favourite sports person is actually a sportswoman. It's Serena Williams.
Now I'm a bit outnumbered here in the studio today. Josh has...
He's left you for dead.
He's left me for dead. Girls, how was the weekend?
Yeah, it was good.
Amazing.
So, we'll start with you. What was your favourite part of the weekend?
I think just getting back into the footy. You know, round one, kicking off. It's good to be back, I guess.
It's good to be back,
isn't it?
Missed it.
What a great weekend, too, for sport. I don't know if anyone else watched the Formula One, too. It was like all the footy.
All the Formula One, yeah. That crash was a bit intense, but we're here to talk about waffle. That's what we do. We waffle on. Verity, what was your favourite part of the weekend?
It was my B-Day. So but I went down to the footy.
It was. And what better way to celebrate your birthday than watching some waffle?
I went down to the East Perth Claremont game with Birchie. Mm-hmm. Brought my dad along.
Had a good game.
It was great.
That's wonderful.
Gorgeous.
Speaking of the games, launching into them, Soph, your boys, Zuby, had a big win.
Yeah, they did. And it was quite exciting against Peel Thunder. So they finished on 82 to 74. And it was... quite an interesting first round game in terms of the alliance and Peel Thunder coming in with, you know, the favourite Harley Bunnell, who played extremely well. But yeah, it wasn't enough. Subi definitely came in and took the win.
What won it for them in the end, Soph?
They just really stepped up. There was a third quarter that, was a standout. Matt Ubergang put Peel's first major on the board just after the 3 minute mark, and then it kind of after the 6 minute mark Subi came back with Hamish Shepherd, and it was all from there they kind of got the momentum to push forward.
Yeah, as you said, it was really that third quarter, wasn't it, when it was 5-1, they just kicked away and overran Peel in the end, didn't they?
It did, and I think that's probably due to their pre-season. Subiaco always have a really strong pre-season. Beforehand they the coaches put the boys through a pretty intensive couple of months before, and I think that just got them over the line.
Look, it is surprising though. Peel had 16 Fremantle listed players in the team. Didn't help them though, did it?
No, it didn't. And it was similar for Claremont's game as well, wasn't it, Birch?
Oh, absolutely. I think it just shows. You might have these AFL players, but does it really help them?
Verity, your Sharks, East Freo, had
Sharkers,
a
bra.
Big win against Birchie Swan. Against Birchie Swan Districts. I know you two were getting at it last week in terms of who was going to win this one. Tell us about the game.
East Freo. Rob Wiley is the new coach from Carlton. He's brought Matthew Watson with him. Again, Liam Anthony, ex-Kangaroos player. He was everywhere, 34 disposals. What a gun. It was a strong and dominant performance by my team.
Verity, Cameron Eardley got off to an extra long player. Didn't get a game for Geelong in the AFL, but he got off his season to a good start.
33 disposals.
Yeah, he was pretty strong in that midfield, wasn't he?
He was. Absolute gun. Again, I use the strong way too many times, but it was a really strong performance by the team, and I'm excited for my boys.
And what do you reckon about Birchie's team, the Swans? Unfortunately...
Oh, look, no comment there. No comment from me either.
It's too much.
It's steam coming out my ears. It's the start of the season.
There's a bit of rivalry here.
We're going to look to improve against the Sharks next week.
Yes, and I'll take the next game, guys. The Garlic Munchers Cup, South Fremantle, West Perth. My most hated team in the competition, West Perth, unfortunately.
West Perth, yeah, yeah. Poor boys fell short.
Well, I'm an East Perth boy, so, yeah.
Subi last year, so we'll see how they go.
So, South Freo, yeah, they did lose some experience over the summer, but they did get in some good recruits. Blaine Johnson was a great half-backman for the West Coast Eagles there when he got a few games. They also got in Tom Vandeleur from Freo, who's a very good young player. Didn't get a game, unfortunately, for the Dockers, but he's a good player. Ashton Hams and Blaine Wilson, both ex-AFL, did exactly what they do. 34 disposals and 28, respectively. Ashton Hams is a good young player.
He's a little nugget. He's solid.
Nah, it was a good, strong win by South Freo against West Perth, who were probably the second-best team of all last year. In terms of West Perth, well, they lost the grand final last year and got off to a horrible start this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, they did lose a few players, though. Defender Marcus Adams, who was taken by the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, don't know how much he'll get a game in the AFL, but hopefully, I mean, he was very good in the Waffle last season, so hopefully he'll be looking to get a few. Aaron Black did what he always does, 2 goals, 26 disposals. He's a brilliant player up forward for them.
They were definitely lucky to have him.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I don't think West Perth should be underestimated, though. It
is the first game of the season, that's true. And they've got a massive following. And yeah, they'll obviously be looking to bounce back next week against Perth, who were on the bye this week. So yeah, West Perth probably just lost because they just couldn't get enough of the footy in the midfield. The stats show they only had 42% of the ball.
Okay.
So that was a wrap of the week's games. We have missed one, though. East Perth Claremont. Birchie was down having a look at the game.
It was threatening to rain as the game against the Tigers and Royals began. Coming into the match, we were expecting to see East Perth dominating Claremont. The new coach, Jamie Graham, had 17 West Coast Eagles players in his lineup. Today marked Craig Wolfe's 270th game, a club record, giving the players extra motivation to win. The first quarter was disastrous for the Royals. Claremont had full control, booting 6 goals and one behind. East Perth were unable to capitalise. East Perth started to look promising in the second quarter, kicking 2 goals in quick succession. It was a messy quarter, however, and Claremont went into half-time leading by 32 points. Claremont supporter Ed was pleased with his team's effort in the first half.
I was pinching myself during the first quarter. I think when there's football in heaven, it'll be just like that first quarter. It's lovely seeing East Perth with that very appropriate score of no goals and no points.
Glenda has been an East Perth supporter for over 30 years and wasn't happy with how her team were playing in the opening round.
It's disappointing for Wolfie because you would have thought the team would have put in a bit better effort on such a milestone game.
One thing both supporters could agree on was that the alignment of West Coast and East Perth was not always helpful.
But it just shows you that the Eagles' alliance isn't always a good thing. It disadvantaged us as much as it does advantage us, so depending on the week.
And would you say a lot of the other teams think you're going to do better because of the alliance?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Most of them don't like us very much.
It's a very, very poor decision to have the aligned clubs. So for the Football League to have made a decision that would possibly make the Waffle less competitive is a very foolish mistake that they have made.
Claremont went on to thrash the Royals by 76 points. Darcy Cameron was instrumental in the Tigers' win, booting 4 goals. We spoke to the Albany forward after the game.
Good to come out of the blocks pretty well this year. It's been a slow start the last 2 years and it's good to get a win on the board straight away.
A few goals today. You're looking forward to the rest of the season and showing what you've
got. Yeah, I'm excited just to hopefully make finals and, you know, do the best we can do.
East Perth record holder Craig Wolfe left the field with a guard of honour from both teams and a standing ovation from the Royal fans. The co-captain hugged previous record holder Derek Chadwick as he led his team off the field. It was the sole highlight for the home side. We spoke to Wolfie after the game.
270 games, that's amazing. How are you feeling?
Oh, it's a bit of relief now it's all over, to be honest, yeah.
Not the result you wanted today, but do you feel like there's promise to be seen?
Oh, it's only one game, yeah. It's a long season. We've started the last 3 years like this, so we're a bit accustomed to it, but slow starts, and hopefully we can improve and unite as a group a bit better.
What do you think was the problem today?
Oh, a bit of complacency, I suppose, and probably a lack of respect for the opposition, I think, yeah.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
Thanks for that report, Birchie, and congratulations again to the Claremont Tigers. Now we've got Channel 7 Waffle commentator Mark Reddings on the line. Mark, jumping in, round one, first game back for 2016. Did you see, catch any of the games over the weekend?
Yeah, we did the South Fremantle-West Perth game for 7 Mate on Saturday. A really impressive performance by South Fremantle. They conceded the first two goals in the game, but after then, they booted 14 goals to 7. So a really dominant performance. Ben Saunders, Mason Shaw, their two big forwards, were prominent. And they have got a very good midfield with the likes of Tim Kelly and Ashton Hams in business. They look like they're going to be a very good side this year. Having said that, they started the same way last year. So West Perth, a bit disappointing, the grand finalists of last year, but I'm sure they will improve. That was the game we covered. The big upset, I suppose you could say, or the surprise result, was Claremont really smashing East Perth in what was Craig Wolfe's club record games match. So the Royals, very disappointing in their first outing. The Claremont Tigers, though, couldn't have been more impressive.
Do you think that going into the Claremont Tigers game, how do you find, I guess, the alignment? Do you see it as it'll be a problem for 2016?
Yeah, it's a good question, because certainly Peel, in their performance against Subiaco, got within 8 points, and they had a lot of Fremantle Dockers players in their lineup, including Harley Bentle, who, by the way, has tweaked his calf again. Looks like he missed a few weeks of the AFL season. But going back to the alignment question, yes, East Perth, with the Eagles' influx, you would have thought would have been far more competitive. The likes of Dom Sheed playing for them, Giles, the ruckman, and Redden, who spent some quality time in the midfield, but quite frankly, they just didn't come to play. So there'd be some concerns for Adam Simpson with regards to the competitiveness of the team on Saturday, but I'm sure the Wolves will give those players a second chance for Good Friday against Subiaco. But yes, some have obviously said that the alignment would be too beneficial to the likes of East Perth and Peel, but maybe the evidence from Saturday suggests otherwise.
Do you think that going into it, it's a bit of an upset for the actual Waffle teams? You know, they've, I guess, not working as well together. Is that something that, yeah,
well, that's
can
the
come
argument,
into play?
Isn't it, that some of these alignment teams come together and they don't train with their clubs, their Waffle clubs, during the week, and they're sort of cobbled together and try and find chemistry. Well, it doesn't work that way, as we've seen in recent times with Subiaco winning the past couple of premierships and West Perth bobbing up in recent times as well. So there's no doubt that that is an issue for the WAFL clubs. I'm not sure Peel is 100% sold on the alignment model with regards to how it helps their team and the financial structure of it, but certainly Fremantle have been instrumental in helping them get to the finals last year. So yes, there's still some questions to be asked and answered about how this alignment goes and whether it will be successful in the long term.
Hi there, Mark. It's Verity here. Also, just touching base with you on the Subi game, bit of a highlight. What did you think of that one?
Well, as I say, tight game, 8 points, and Subiaco really had to scrap for that. In the end, it was Halligan who kicked 6 goals, and he was terrific, the difference between the two clubs in the end. So Subiaco, fair to say, they're probably starting the season a little bit more slowly than others, given their preparation. They didn't start training until later, as happens with the grand final sides, but they've got such a good unit. They've lost a lot of players, but the depth is such that you think that they're going to be able to be very competitive. And off the back of that performance, we should pay credit to East Fremantle as well, with Rob Wiley taking the reins for the first time as a senior coach at the Sharks, and he was really happy with the fact that they got across the line pretty comfortably in the end over Swan Districts at home. So if you got 4 from 4 in your footy tipping this weekend in the Waffle, you've done pretty well.
Very well. I don't think any of us did in our little comp we've got here.
Birchie's runs our comp, Mark, and, well, she was very quick to point out that no one did well this week.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Mark.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Mark, I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the season again. Thank you so much.
Have a great week, guys.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Birchie, you're the tip master. What's what happened?
Well, look, the only one who did well this week was Kelly. She got 3. Verity got 2.
Not too far behind. I'm the dark horse, I reckon, of this competition. Yeah. Watch out, guys.
Well, look, Verity, you're getting a bit ahead of yourself. You're only 1 ahead of us.
And who was the the person who forgot to put in their tips, Birch? Well, name and shame him.
The worst one
not
is
even
Josh.
He's not even on the thing.
So we've decided the loser each week is going to have a little task or something to do. So we're going to have a think of something to do for Josh, and you'll hear the audio next week.
Next week.
So listeners, if you've got any ideas, hit us up on Facebook about it, because we're going to need your help.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
And Verity, a quick wrap-up of the ladder and a look forward to next week's games.
Yeah, so end of round one, Claremont obviously on the top of the ladder. They absolutely smashed against East Perth, East Frio just behind them, and South Frio, Subi, Peel, West Perth, Swan Districts and East Perth at the bottom of the ladder there. Next week, looking into round two, we've got Peel Thunder versus East Frio, Swanee Districts versus South Frio, Perth versus West Perth, and East Perth versus the mighty Subiaco Lions. And it's going to be a really great week next week. I think we're going to have some interesting banter, more information coming your way from the Monday Waffle team.
Definitely. Guys, great first show. Thanks for joining me in the studio. How do you think we went?
Yeah, pretty good. 2016 footy season has begun. I'm excited.
It's begun. Thanks for listening, guys. Look forward to having company with us next week.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.